All right, it's time for the property pulse here at 96.7 TSA FM. Every single Wednesday, we talk with either a realtor or a mortgage broker. And today, it's Jackie Marano's turn from Southern Vermont Realty Group. You can check her out at sovtrealtygroup.com. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. What's going on with you these days?
Oh, work.
Of course. All right. So we do the property pulse, and we've got to talk real estate. So what's going on today?
Yeah, so I thought today we would talk about for sale by owners.
Mm-hmm. For sale by owner. Uh-oh.
Right. You know, that might seem like a topic that isn't for a realtor.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Right. But, you know, they turn into that once in a while. We're talking a little bit about it.
They do. Yeah. So
you know, sometimes they give up.
They do. Sometimes they give up. And mm-hmm. we could have saved them a lot of stress and hassle and time. Mm-hmm. But I think it's getting less and less common of a myth. I think people understand now that that's not the way to go for a lot of reasons. Real estate has changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a pretty common myth that if you sell your house for sale by owner, that you might actually save money. And
right.
we know that that's not true.
Mm-hmm. So why?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that goes into listing, certainly, and selling your property.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, it basically comes down to a couple of things, right? One is you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And
that's true.
You can do as much research as you can possibly fathom and still not know all of the ins and outs of the real estate process.
Uh-huh.
It takes years and day-to-day dedication to really be on top of this stuff. And not knowing it has real, you know, legal and liability ramifications and financial ramifications for a
uh-huh.
seller.
Right.
Time is money.
Yes.
That's another one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going through this process to list your home on your own, to market it, to show it, you know, try and get through contracts, negotiations,
mm-hmm.
all of that stuff by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your time has value.
Yes.
So if it's taking away from family or work or other things, you know, that's something you have to consider in the overall picture.
Right. Just to try to save a few dollars is probably not feasible to sell by owner. Right.
Yeah, and we know it's more than a few dollars. There's,
you
know, some great statistics, and you know, I like to say the data. You're
probably
getting
sick of me. No, I'm not.
About the data, but
you look at the data. You're consistent.
That's right. So the 2024 data has actually come out. The difference between homes that closed as a FSBO,
uh-huh.
the other term for sale by owner,
okay.
averaged at $380,000. This last year, and agent assisted sales averaged at $435.
Oh, wow.
So it's not a few dollars.
That's true.
It's a lot of dollars.
It is a lot of money. So if you're for sale by owner and you're listening right now, listen up.
Yeah, listen up, because you're leaving a lot on the table. And there's certainly a lot of other components to it, too. It's not just about the money. It's not just about the time. It's not just about what you don't know that could get you in trouble. But certainly, there are also some liability and risks involved in doing it yourself, because you know, every state is different, and just because you bought or sold once doesn't mean it's the same. Things change all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just this past summer, for instance, the state of Vermont created a law that requires sellers to provide flood disclosures to their buyers. It's very specific timing, and if you go under contract and you haven't provided that, your buyer can withdraw, terminate at any time.
Mm-hmm. I know I was looking at some houses up in Vermont, and when I was looking, and there was a floodplain, and they told me, though.
Yes,
because I don't want, you know, move in, and all of a sudden,
sure,
get flooded.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not, floods have obviously become a kind of a hot topic in Vermont,
yes.
you know, in recent decade, but,
right.
you know, we always were hopefully disclosing flood zones. But now it's really the seller's responsibility to provide this. I mean, that happened in August. So it's constantly changing. And not knowing these things has real ramifications for a seller that can cause much bigger issues than whether or not
Absolutely.
They sell or don't.
Absolutely. So it's not about the money. It's about a lot of other things as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And having somebody working for you who knows this stuff, who is on top of it. I mean, this is what we do every day. So we're watching the legislation. We know what's coming. So we can prepare you for that. You know, if you're looking to sell next summer, if transfer taxes are changing, if there are new laws coming up, we're discussing that now so that we can plan for your future and help you have a successful sale.
That's great. Unbelievable. I've never thought of any of this for sale by owner before, so I'm learning a lot right now.
Yeah, well, I think people think it's as easy as, well, we'll just smack our house up on Zillow and wait for a buyer to come. And they might come.
Yeah, but you still got to do the paperwork. Like, who does all the paperwork afterwards?
Yeah, so, you know? And that's another sort of common misconception that goes along with this process is that you only need a lawyer to close. And I think any really good real estate attorney is probably going to tell you to work with a reputable broker.
Yeah.
There's just certain aspects of it that get lost. The attorneys can be really great at their job.
Yeah.
At the actual paperwork.
Yes.
But they don't see the red flags at the house. They can't advise you, you know, about pricing. They can't, you know, they're not really going to negotiate.
I understand. Yeah,
they can do the contract, but there's a lot that gets left on the table financially and in negotiations when you're just using an attorney.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're also not coming to meet your buyers for the inspection.
No. There's a lot that goes on, you know. We definitely need a realtor. I'll never sell by owner ever again. I never did, but I never will.
I never would. I'm a real estate broker of 20 years. I would never list my own home for sale.
Yeah.
Never. Right. You know, it's just, and the other thing is too, and this is just maybe a minor piece for somebody, but selling a home and buying a home can be an emotional experience. Mm-hmm. So it's really great to have that buffer to sort of take the reins when you need it, when you need to sort of tap out and let somebody else be responsible for a little bit. And I think we could all use that in multiple aspects of our lives, but at least here a realtor can do it for you.
Yeah, exactly. And you can negotiate with the buyer, and you know what I mean, better than I could if I was selling it by myself.
Yeah. I mean, realtors have years and years of negotiation training and expertise. And, you know, we know where to draw the line, where to push, what sort of common practice between buyers and sellers. And, you know, it helps us support the negotiations where it's tough for sellers to bring that data to the table to support it. So we are definitely much more efficient.
All right. So that's some great info right there, the Property Pulse.
Yeah, so there's good news. Even though it's really tough to be a for sale by owner, and you're probably leaving money on the table, and you're probably creating some liability for yourself.
Yeah,
the good news is we can fix it.
Yeah, because you're going to look at all the other things that we won't see. Title V, all that stuff.
Oh, you know see, this is right. Title V is Massachusetts only.
Oh, really?
Not Vermont.
Okay.
So you just really proved a great point.
Oh, boy. See? Each state is different, like you said earlier.
Right. And so it's, if you've bought or sold in other states or other towns even, it really does not qualify you to be an expert.
All right. Well, Title V was another episode, I would say.
Yes, it
all
could
right.
be.
Well, Jackie, thank you so much for coming on the Property Pulse every other Wednesday. I appreciate you and all your knowledge. You are great at what you do, and I think everybody knows it.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Happy to speak to anyone, and if you are for sale by owner, call us. We'll fix it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You heard her right there. All right, so check out Jackie over at SOVTRealtyGroup.com online. And that's Southern Vermont Realty Group with the Property Pulse with Jackie. All right, Jackie?
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, you have yourself a great day.
You too.
All right, take care.